What do you call the inside part of the chicken that you ate from? Liver and the gizzard and stuff?
Well, I call it the liver and the gizzard and the heart.
Did you call it anything all together?
Breast.
Yeah. What's the part of a pig or a calf, the insides? Did you call pig insides anything chicken?
Well, you call them the entrance.
What about the part you sometimes stuff sausage in?
Well, that would be the chitlins.
If it's time to feed the stock and do your chores, you might say it's, what time?
No, it's time to feed animals and that kind of thing. You want a cup of coffee?
Yes, thank you. Did you ever, call the cows or anything?
Well, you didn't have to call them, because by feeding time, they were already there calling you.
Do you ever call any animals?
Well, not particularly. Generally, the animals are already there waiting on you when you come. They always do when feeding time was.
How about the mules? Do you ever have to talk to them and give them
a fly ride? Yeah, but you didn't talk to them. Probably where the line is, let them let go.
How about you had to turn it?
Well, you had some woe and G and haw in your horse. I think G was to the left and haw was to the right and woe meant stop.
Did you ever, what about a horse when you were riding your buggy, did you ever?
Well, the same thing. You generally guided your horse with your line.
What'd you say to a horse to get him started?
Get up.
Did you ever call chickens or anything?
Yeah, just call them chickens. Chicken, chicken, chicken.
You want to get your horses ready to go somewhere. You say, I want to
clear the horses, get them cleaned up, you mean?
Put them on the wagon. What would you call that?
Hitch them up. You going to get it, man?
Yes.
What do you call the things you hold in your hand when you're...
The lines. Yeah. You guide them well, keep
them there. What about if you're riding on horseback?
Oh, that would be a vital in that. Well, it would still be alive.
What about on the saddle? What do you call the things you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
If you got two horses hitched up, what do you call the horse on the left? Do you have a special name?
The horse on the left?
Yes.
No,
he's the one that walks in the furrow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cream.
All the way from me, honey.
If something it's not real close, like you just can't quite reach it. You say it's just a little
too far,
or a little something over.
Well, it's too far over, too far away. George, if he takes...
10-3?
10-3.
If you've been traveling and haven't finished, your journey, you might say that you've had a what before dark.
Well, I'd say I got an hour or so before dark.
What would you call if you hadn't finished and you wanted to go some more, what would you call it? You had to go how far?
Well, I think I'd travel on for another 100 miles.
Would you call that 100 miles anything?
Another 100 miles.
Another distance
of another 100 miles.
Travel
a little distance further down the road.
Something is, real common. You don't have to look for it in any special place. You can say that you'll find it just about...
Anywhere.
Yeah.